Good to know, Shabbos, everyone. Parashas Tazriah, Tav Shin Pei Dalet. The pasuk says a short vart on the parasha. The pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael lemar, isha ki Tazriah v'yolda zachar v'tama shivas yamim." When a woman gives birth, she's tame for 7 days. Uvayim hashmini, and on the 8th day, yimol b'sar alasa, we give a bris mila to the child. The pasuk seems to imply there's a connection, and there's a shaychis between the fact that the woman is tame for 7 days, and the 8th day there will be a mila, as if they're connected. And one can look at the Sefarno who says a pshat, what the connection is. Really, you would think it's two different halachas. There's one halacha that a woman is tame for 7 days, and one, when the child is 8 days old, he gets a bris mila. The mashmois is, uvaye mashmini, she's tame 7 days, and then on the 8th day we give a mila. How can we explain the connection between the tuma of the isha and the bris mila? So I saw a beautiful vart from Rav Chaim Yeshua Shor, Shlita. He said, the pshat is, why is it in the first place that a woman is tummy when she has a baby? The Ramban says that the yisoid and the shayrish, the root of tuma, is misa, death. That's where the avi avos tuma is a mace, someone that's dead, because tuma represents the lack of life, misa, which is taking away chayim. And that's why, in general, the concept of a nida is tuma, which represents the lack of the potential for life that could have been. And the male, if that's the case over here, when she actually had a baby, why is she tame? Why is a woman tame when she has a baby? And for that, the pshat is because every person is made up of two parts. There's the guf and there's a neshama. The guf is the physical body. And the neshama is our spiritual neshama. The neshama was always around even before the birth. It was in Shemayim, and it was all ruchni, kulei kulei ruchni. When a woman has a baby, yes, the physical guf is new. And the physical guf, there's no misa over here. If I care, we have chayim. But in a way, the neshama had an element of misa. Because the neshama until now wasn't fighting with a guf. The avodah in life is there's a fight between the neshama and the guf. There's a mashal that they give. Imagine two people walking in the forest and they're lost and they find a car. They get into the car and they're driving in the car and they reach a fork in the road. Do you go right? Do you go left? So one person says, let's go to the right. And the other says, no, let's go to the left. Who's going to win? Me v'raish. Who's going to win? The one who's driving the car. The one who's driving the car is going to make those decisions. The avodah in life is to put the neshama in the driver's seat and the guf in the passenger seat. The mistake that the Yetzer Hara wants us to make is to put the guf in the driver's seat. But our avodah is to put the neshama in the driver's seat. And there's this fight, this mochama between the guf and the neshama. And although for the guf, the leda, the birth was all chayim, but there's an element of misa where we're bringing in, we're taking down the neshama from shemayim and putting it into this world. And for that, there's tuma. So the tuma of the 7 days for the isha that gave birth is because of the ke'ena misa that there is for the neshama coming down onto this world, which now has to fight with the guf. But for that, we have an eitza. Zok the pasuk, shivas yamin she's tame kimei nidas devoisa titma, uvaye mashmini himo basara lasai. But the eitza is, you know how to help the neshama overcome this battle and to win this battle. Mi v'roish, who's in charge in this world, is to give a bris mila, which is the concept of kedusha. What's kedusha? Like Rabbi Elephant, Rabbi Yosef Elephant said so eloquently this week in a question and answer session he had here in Lakewood. Kedusha means that everybody has in their guf these two elements, guf and neshama, and the job and the avodah in this world, and what kedusha means, taking all of the kaychas of the guf and channeling it towards ruchni. Taking all the kaychas someone has, all the gashmiyistik of things in this world, and channeling them towards ruchnias and towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of kedusha. And that's what the bris mila represents. So yes, was there some element of misa over here that we're bringing a tuma onto the isha? Yeah, the neshama wasn't shemayim kuli ruchni. Now it's stuck on this world, but there's an eitza. Uvayim hashmini yimo basara alasai to give a bris mila, which represents taking all that's gashmi in this world and channeling it towards kedusha and towards Hashem and towards the Eibishter. And that's the pshat in the hemshech and the shayches and the connection between the two psuk and the juxtaposition of shivas yamin kimei ninas devoisa titma uvayim hashmini yimo, because yim hashmini yimo is the eitza for the ke'en amisa, for that small death that there was, that the neshama had to come down onto this world, which was the cause of the Tumah that the Isha became tummy for 7 days, wishing you all a great good Shabbos.